4G. Exercise 2. Page 48.
Good morning. I'm Graham Jones. It's 1850 and you're living in London. Lots of people have got a cough because the city is crowded and the air is dirty. Luckily, there are lots of medicines you can buy to help a cough. The question is, do you want to try Victorian medicine? Before you decide, let me tell you some more about it. The Victorians lived in Britain in the 19th century. It was less than 200 years ago, but things were very different then. They didn't have the medicines we have today, and they didn't understand a lot about the human body. This means they had some very strange remedies. These days, most people put mustard on their hot dogs, but the Victorians had another use for it. They mixed mustard and water to make something called a mustard plaster. They put it on the front or back of the body for up to 24 hours. By the 1870s, people could buy mustard plasters ready-made from the chemists. However, scientists today don't think they work. Victorian doctors also made medicines for coughs. However, nobody checked them like they do today, so they had some strange and even dangerous ingredients. American Dr. James Cook Ayer made a cough medicine in the 1850s, which was very popular in the USA and Victorian Britain. He called it Ayer's Cherry Pectoral. The cherry tree can actually help coughs, but some of Dr. Ayer's other ingredients wouldn't be allowed today. Not all Victorian remedies were useless or dangerous, though. Many Victorians used onion syrup to help their coughs, and people still use this remedy today. Anyone can make it with water, onions, sugar, or honey. It helps a cold, too. Some Victorian remedies were useful, but a lot weren't, and some were actually dangerous. Luckily, medicine today is better and safer than it was in Victorian times, and science is helping us to find new ways to make people feel better all the time. I'm certainly glad I live in the 21st century. Do you agree? Are there any questions? Thank you for listening.